In the run-up to and then during World War II, the Soviet Union was in fact looking into aircraft carriers. And at this time, it seems to have been mostly concentrating on three main ideas. There was Project 71, which was a conversion of the Chapayev-class cruiser hull. Project 72, a larger purpose-built vessel with about 60 aircraft that appears to have had at least two variants. And the topic of today's video, known these days mostly as Project Kostrominotov. Little seems to be available about the project in English, and my own forays into Russian sources have likewise yielded limited results, although with somewhat better success, so please bear this in mind, given that there are only a couple of decent drawings of the thing, so they're going to be around for a while on screen. During the period when the Germans and the Soviets were allies, one Lieutenant Kostrominotov was sent to inspect the then-under-construction carrier Graf Zeppelin. When he returned to the USSR, he began to sketch out a plan that merged elements of the large German carrier with other aspects from existing Soviet projects. The Soviets, more than anyone, knew that any potential carrier they built would face intense opposition from enemy land-based aircraft, as well as operating in contested waters with relatively small operational areas, and so surface attack was also quite possible. As such, the design he came up with was something of a monster, likely the product of trying to balance out all these requirements and then just upping the tonnage until eventually everything clicked. Displacing about 50,000 tons, the ship was to be armed with no less than 16 6-inch guns in 8 twin casement mounts, and another 2,400mm anti-aircraft guns in 4 triple and 6 twin mounts, 8 quad mounts of 37mm cannon and 22 twin mounts of 23mm cannon. Both the 6-inch and 100mm batteries would have full, separate fire control suites. The ship would be about 920 feet long at the waterline, 980 foot long at the flight deck, and 108 foot wide, with a pair of hangars, one 585 feet long and the other 545 feet long, both only 52.5 feet wide, though, severely constrained by the heavy gun batteries on either side, although each hangar would be 17.5 feet in height. This gave a total hangar area of just over 59,000 square feet, and the projected air group was to be 106 in total, consisting of 66 fighters and 40 torpedo bombers, with another 8 strike aircraft and 14 fighters stored disassembled to provide spares for repairs or replacements in the event of hull losses. Aviation fuel was calculated to allow all fighters 22 full fuel loads, along with 5 full fuel loads for each strike aircraft. Powered by steam turbines, with a target speed of 32 knots, protection consisted of a 2-inch thick flight deck, with another armoured deck 5.1 inches thick over the magazines and machinery, and a similar 5.1-inch thickness on the belt. This was felt to provide adequate protection against high-explosive bombs and light 250- or 500-pound semi-armor-piercing or armor-piercing weapons, at least as long as the latter were dropped from relatively low altitude, with the lower armor deck and belt enabling the ship to resist cruiser-grade gunfire, presumably while it replied with its own main battery, as well as, in the case of the deck, acting as a second layer which would protect the ship's vitals, if not the hangar, from any heavier bombs that might make it through the flight deck. Another 3.1 inches of armour was provided for the casement guns, and as yet another box of protection around the aviation's gasoline and ammunition compartments. Although immensely powerful and capable on paper, it was never entirely clear who was actually supposed to build the thing, since its sheer size was greater even than the Sovetsky Soyuz battleships, and, well, those hadn't been turning out very well, even though Soviet shipyards, at least on paper, had some battleship building experience from years gone by, whereas they had no carrier building experience, and as the Germans were rapidly proving, a country with no carrier building experience had a lot of issues with their first purpose-built carrier. And so, having been proposed, it seems that by the late stages of the war, in November 1944, the Soviets decided that a combination of wartime lessons and technological advancement meant that it was time to throw out all previous designs anyway and start work on something brand new, and thus ended Project Kostrominitov.
That's it for this video. Thanks for watching. If you have a comment or suggestion for a ship to review, let us know in the comments below. Don't forget to comment on the pinned post for dry dock questions.